Angel sons of Sergeant Michael Kunervich remember kind. Generous father who died allegedly at hands of illegal alien. By John Binder on May 28, 2023. St. Johns County, Florida, Sergeant Michael Kunervich, who died allegedly at the hands of an illegal alien, was remembered by his sons during a funeral service this week as a kind, generous, and intelligent father with a love of country. To my friends and family, the outpouring of love has touched our hearts for all eternity, Michael Jr., Kunervich's oldest son, said during the service. My father was a kind, generous, and intelligent man full of common sense and humor. He truly embodied what it meant to be a great person, but most importantly, he was a great dad. A lot of what I know today, I learned from him. From the life lessons he taught, the experiences he shared, and his love of history and current events, all of which have helped inspire who my brother and I are today, Michael Jr. continued. While Kunervich's son said his father was always proud of him and his brother, they were equally just as proud of him and his commitment to serving their community as well as their family. Over the past week, I have been told by countless many that my father is and always will be proud of my brother and I. Of course, we always knew this because he always told us this every day that he got to spend with us. What many don't know is how much we said we were proud of him, his hard work, and his moral compass. He had the extraordinary ability to come home after a long shift and be dad, and separate his work life from his home. His dedication to his country, the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office, and the citizens of St. Johns County will always inspire Max and I to give back to our community and always serve others. Emphasis added. Dad, your shift was over way too soon. Go rest high on that mountain, be our guardian angel, and guide Max and I to serve as you did. I will always love you, Michael Jr. ended. As Breitbart News reported, 18-year-old illegal alien Virgilio Aguilar Mendez of Guatemala has been arrested and charged with resisting an officer with violence and felony murder in connection to Kunervich's death. According to police, on May 19, Kunervich lawfully attempted to pat down Mendez while he was sitting outside of a closed business. Mendez, instead of complying, tried to flee from Kunervich. When other officers got involved, Mendez continued resisting. Eventually, Kunervich was on the ground in a struggle with Mendez, who attempted to grab the officer's taser off his person. The struggle lasted for more than 6 minutes. Afterward, Mendez was handcuffed but pulled out a pocket knife, which was quickly taken from him. Following the struggle with Mendez, Kunervich collapsed on the ground. First responders administered life-saving measures, but he was pronounced dead after being rushed to a nearby hospital. Mendez remains in St. Johns County Jail without bail. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents have requested custody of the illegal alien should local law enforcement release him at any time. Across the United States, there are countless angel families who have lost loved ones to illegal immigration. They are represented by a number of advocacy groups, including the Remembrance Project, Advocates for Victims of Illegal Alien Crime, AVIAC, Angel Families of America, and Angel Mom Marianne Mendoza's Angel Families Organization. Watch, mother of MS-13 victim Kayla Hamilton testifies, I am her voice now. Most recently, Angel Mom Tammy Nobles testified before Congress that her 20-year-old daughter, Kayla Hamilton, was allegedly strangled and sexually assaulted by a teenage illegal alien who had recently been released into the U.S. Interior from the border. I don't want any other parent to live the nightmare that I am living, Nobles said. I'm her voice now, and I'm going to fight with everything I have to bring awareness to the issue at the border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.